News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But do we all need to be more bored? Is it good for us to be bored?
Absolutely. Poor boredom has such a
bad rap.
Yeah, it really does. It's uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie. I don't particularly always enjoy it.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's boring. It's uncomfortable. It, you know, we associate it with being lazy or, you know, all these negative things. And yet the reality is it's when our brains are...
Give us the science bit. Why is it good for us?
Because this is when our brains get to be creative. This is when we have the aha moments, frequently referred to as the shower moments, because, you know, you're not really thinking about a lot of stuff in the shower.
Yeah.
So if you talk to scientists, artists, people like that, they all say this is when all the ideas come to fore. Because here's the thing, our brains are constantly engaged, even when we sleep, because we're dreaming. So the brains never get the opportunity to shut off. So being boring is kind of our brain's version of rebooting.
So do you worry about us as humans? Because, you know, when we were kids, we were regularly, I mean, nothing for me in my whole life will ever match double maths class for boredom. Now, kids have that nowadays. But, you know, train journeys, bus journeys, car journeys, we were bored. Now they have phones. They've got, you know, I was saying earlier, video screens in the back of headrests. Like, we don't have that. Like, I'm as guilty of as anyone. When I get the Lewis home, I'm listening to podcasts. So if the Lewis is stuck in traffic, it doesn't bother me. I'm not bored. You're saying that's a bad thing. Do you worry about us because of that?
No, but I think we need to remind ourselves being bored is not a bad thing. You know, it's funny. I remember speaking to somebody who was an expert in the neurology and in the brain, and they were saying people are looking at computer screens all day thinking that, you know, they're going to get these creative streaks. And yet it's being engaged with the computer screen that's disengaging our brain from being bored. You know, in terms of our mental health, we need this. We need these moments of just letting our brain wander. Because believe it or not, again, with the creativity, but two, it gives us the opportunity to think about what motivates us, you know, what goals might we have. Sometimes we've got, you know, little problems percolating in the back of the brain and suddenly we have that aha moment. It's like, oh, I could do this instead.
Mm. Okay, so advice for the nation, Leslie. Like, there's no point saying to people, give up your phone. That's not going to happen. But what advice would you have? I mean, is it taking 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day? Or how can you actively be bored?
I'd let it happen naturally. I think you can't create that because, again, the feelings associated with it are not always, you know, fun feelings. So it's about embracing it, accepting it instead of trying to make it go away.
But maybe when you're taking that Lewis journey, maybe stick the phone in the pocket and just let your head rest against the window and see where it takes you.
Absolutely. Or, you know, this is the time of year when people are taken off. Sit on the beach, just stare out at the sea, see what happens, see where your brain takes you.
Okay, I like the sound of it. Leslie Shoemaker, as always, a beacon of good sense, a counselling psychologist, lecturer in TU Dublin. Thank you for talking to us about that very boring item.
Not boring at all.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.